This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up in the sky, the light. Let's have a moment or two of reflection to start this hour, learning from our mistakes. Do we do that? Do we think we're good at that? Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Do you think you learn from your mistakes, whether it be on the radio program, whether it be dealing with your parents, dealing with your children, whatever it is? Do you, for example, do you whine when you lose,
like, no.
At golf? Of course. One says no.
Two totally different answers.
Of course. Well, that's good.
I hope I learn from my mistakes. I think that people are human, and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or we really want a square peg to fit in a round hole, and we're just trying to make it work. We think, well, maybe we can just fit it this way. But for the most part, I think a lot of times when I'm learning something, I hope that I only make a mistake once.
Right.
And I expect to make the mistake once because that's how I am learning. But, yeah, I think that there's times where probably not.
I think a lot of the times we learn from our mistakes, but then there are a lot of us who make the same mistakes over and over again, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's human, and human behavior creates patterns, and sometimes we get stuck in weird patterns. But, I think most of the time if you look at something that you construe as negative and you say, well, at least I learned something or I got that lesson, that's always good. I always ask, what can I learn from this? I know that sounds kind of Pollyanna-ish, but even for like this program or something, when I sit down and people will laugh, I go, okay, what can we do to do better? How do we, what do we do?
Why would they laugh? Why isn't that a part of life? Because that is what life is about, especially when it comes to your children, it seems to me.
Well, because I think people always want to think they're doing the best possible thing, but we're not. We can always be better at what we're doing.
Absolutely. And if you are leading by example, let's say you have a 10-year-old son or a daughter, and that person makes a mistake, that young person makes a mistake, how do you deal with that? Do you talk? Do you walk them through it? Do you handle it? There are a lot of adults who make mistakes in front of their children. And so, and then rather than, I've seen examples where husbands blame the wives or the wives blame the husbands. That's not, what are you going to, that's just going to ruin your children.
That's also like a cycle, too, from something that their parents did to them as children. And then all of a sudden they catch themselves saying the same things, or a glass of orange juice is spilled. And if as a child, they were all of a sudden shamed and pretty much.
What'd you do that for?
What you're doing? What are you doing?
Yeah,
they're probably likely to react the same way once their child, they grow up and their child does it. Where if you can break the cycle for sure, and it's good to try to break the cycle. But if you have a parent who probably was like, "Hey, it's okay, that was an accident." People should not be shamed for mistakes and accidents.
And remember, you're the adults in the room. The 10-year-old is not an adult, hasn't been through what you've been through, and so needs guidance, needs help, needs perspective. And so if you're becoming childish and you berate yourself or you berate your spouse or other people, if you're always looking to find the blame, you will not fix anything, because finding the blame doesn't fix the problem. It just finds the blame. And so we all kind of know, most of us anyway, know when we've done something wrong. There's a lot of anger some of the frustration today that you see and hear with these people that go crazy and do really bad things. Part of it is bad parenting, I think, or no parenting at all. That happens a lot. The habitual stuff, the anger, the blaming. I was coming out of the airport on Saturday night when I had gone down to Washington, actually to Virginia, to go to the wedding of our former producer, Jennifer Phil McGeehan. And as I came back the traffic, it was midnight, and the traffic coming out of the airport was stopped. And so we moved, we called, we were in the traffic for almost an hour while they fixed the bridge or whatever the hell they were doing. And this cab was behind me blowing his horn and flashing his lights. And I
almost... you didn't know you guys were stuck on a bridge.
I almost got out of the car to go back. And then I think, you know, there's so many crazy people around. But I opened my window and I yelled loud enough so he had to have heard me. But he didn't stop him from flashing his lights and blowing his horn. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that does make people a little crazy. But what do you, let's say there was a child in the back seat of that car, and he's blowing the horn, flashing the lights, his 10, 12-year-old. What does that 10 or 12-year-old learn from the cab driver? Or even if you're a parent, maybe there are parents that would do the same thing. We all know somebody like that who can't wait. I got to be first. I'm going to pass everybody. Yeah, right.
Always
exactly.
In a hurry, even if they are not running late.
Right.
Or if they are running late, it's everybody else's fault because they left the house 20 minutes after they were supposed to.
Exactly. Yep. So, and you're supposed to, you know, people pay attention to this more at the airport when you're in line. How many people are here for the 8:30 trip to Washington and it's like 8 o'clock and you're supposed to be on the plane already and you're still in the line? And so then people get angry. Oh, why should that person go in front of me? I've been here all the time. Well, listen. It may be he made a mistake or she made a mistake, but you're not in a big hurry, so let him go. That's the other side of it. Mm-hmm. Sort of one of those gee whiz moments, but something to think about. Well, let's see here. We have some exciting news at the CRN Digital Talk Studio in Los Angeles. Jennifer and her father run CRN, and looks like your pal Alex Villanueva. The only reason I'm doing this for two reasons. Mm-hmm. A, because about you. And B, because I like saying Villanueva's name.
It is a fun name. You're not the only person who has said that.
Right.
Actually, this week someone goes, that's really fun to say.
Right, exactly. So he's going to do, this is another, the world needs another conservative spokesperson. I say that with tongue in cheek, but there is a perspective from people who don't really understand some of the nuances of law enforcement and things like that. Especially in Los Angeles, we have to deal with the subject matter last night. Of what was it? East New York was a homeless guy who got killed by somebody, and there's plenty of that going on. And as was acknowledged, I think part of the storyline was when somebody like that gets killed, nobody cares.
Yeah, I think that's right. But just for context and perspective, and maybe people don't realize this, but Alex Villanueva is actually a Democrat. And what was interesting about his story is that he came in 2018 in Los Angeles. I've told him this. I didn't vote for him. I was voting for James McDonald, who was the incumbent sheriff. But Villanueva came in, and at the last minute, it was a huge upset, was able to beat James McDonald. And I thought, oh, great, here we go. We've got a Democrat sheriff in L.A. County.
Democrat is bad right away. Bad.
So what
Democrat
you think, right?
Bad.
Because you think soft on crime, you know, somehow this is the new
Democrats
the new branding.
Same. Yeah.
And so he comes in, and I was absolutely wrong about him. He came in and actually did his job. Now, there were a few things that I didn't like. He took ICE out of the prisons, which I think is wrong, but he explains why he did that. He made a couple of things that I thought weren't up my alley, but he went in and he was pro his deputies.
Did something.
And he was pro the people that elected him. And the Board of Supervisors in L.A. at every turn hated that he wasn't controllable. And so they made his life hell. And he only served one term. They brought in this other sheriff who is a former Republican who is absolutely terrible. He hasn't been visible. He hasn't really been out there.
Hold on, Jay. Let's make note of this. Bad Republican, good Democrat. Do you hear that from Jennifer?
There you go. I tell you, it's about who's doing the job. It's about who's doing the job. So while I don't agree 100% with Villanueva's policies, at least he was in there doing the stuff. And he fought for his deputies. The real line in the sand came for him when the COVID vaccine mandate started in L.A. County. And he's already down deputies. The Board of Supervisors wouldn't let him hire anybody else, but they wanted him to fire people who wouldn't take the vaccine. And he said, nope, not doing it. Sorry. Had to buck the system, which was the beginning of the end for him. But anyway, so I'm excited. He's starting a new show on CRN today.
So did you go to him or did he come to you?
I
put it together?
I went to him saying, hey, what do you think? And he said, you know, I'll think about it. We talked about it. He has done radio before. Well, he was sheriff at the big station in Los Angeles, KFI, which he was doing on the weekends, but then I guess they shied away because they went woke.
Right. Yeah,
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he does. I think it's a topic that is so prevalent right now, crime, safety, homelessness.
All right, just for your information, for those of you who may not follow the radio scene, but if you Google Jennifer and see that she's on KRLA, that was the station I was on for a number of years in Los Angeles. She does the morning program. Now, the station, Jennifer just referred to the big station. Well, their morning ratings on the big station.
So ridiculous.
Are only about 4/10 of a point better than Jennifer's, who's on the second.
Not true. In some demos.
Yeah,
in some demos. Yeah, right. Overall, though, they like. Kill it. It's because they've got such a huge. They're one of those big 50,000-watt stations, so you can hear
an AM station.
All
we
over
have
the
to
place.
Protect. Well, who would have thunk it? An AM station that needs protection. Yay! Let's pay a little more attention to that. Over the weekend, your friend Ron DeSantis became Ron DeSaurus. Apparently, some of the Trumpers...
dinosaur name. He's a Rondosaurus.
DeSaurus. A Rondosaurus. Well, I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, a Rondosaurus. So, the Trumpers are starting to attack Mr. DeSaurus or DeSantis or whatever. His name is DeSantis. Hello, duh. Accusing him of taking money from Soros, who is the worst of the worst as far as a Republican is concerned. Anybody connected to George Soros? Death to them! And so they've started that to try to... Well, the poll that was out this weekend, though, showed Trump had like 40-some-odd percent of popular support with Republican voters, and DeSantis only had like 29%. So,
yeah,
although it's a long way.
He's been really pushing ahead in the polls, and the Soros thing doesn't help him, and that was through some sort
of... Is there something to it, or is that just...
I've heard this for months, so I don't know, but I have heard this for months. There was some pack around DeSantis that was taking money.
Really? Aha! So let's keep that name cooking and think about a dinosaur. Wow, these politicians are dinosaurs, but I like Rondosaurus. I'll have to see if my grandson Miles knows what a Rondosaurus is. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Progressive covers pets in a rental policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is social media time on the Good Day program, and you can always follow us Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Better yet, you participate with us. Twitter is Good Day On Air, and also you can dial us anytime at 855-999-DUG for a connection. The question when it comes to social media is the impact of AI. Are you ready to switch your default setting to an AI connection, default? And so here's my read on this, ladies, and I'd like to have yours. I find myself thinking I don't trust it. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm becoming very cynical. The consequences of having this stuff around, I find nothing good. I don't see anything that will be good out of artificial intelligence, at least for our lifestyle, living our life. It's the AI has become increasingly indistinguishable from some of the things that are actually produced by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the new new paradigm here is default to distrust. That's what if you default to AI stuff, you don't trust it. You don't trust it. I don't trust it. Who trusts it? Even the people who are experts don't trust it. They say, wait a minute, hold on. So how has it gotten as far as it has, as fast as it has? I think, you know, that's the thing.
And the thing is, how crazy is it going to be in the future? I mean, right. Every day AI is getting bigger and bigger.
More attention. Yeah.
Well, it's learning on its own, too.
It is. It's learning on its own. But it also started learning by whoever put it in. I don't know if you guys remember the example about the N-word. Did we talk about this on the air?
No.
So if you put into, like, whatever the AI server is, if you say, when is it appropriate to say the N-word? We all know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say, never is it appropriate to say the N-word, blah, 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 blah. Then you say, is it
appropriate? How did it get that? How did it come to that conclusion?
Right.
Was it programmed?
Yes, because it all starts from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So then, and this is a real story. This isn't like, you know, right-wing talking about. You guys can look this up, and that was one of the things that people want. Oh, this is a problem. So then someone typed in, is it okay to say the N-word if it would stop a nuclear explosion in an American city? Okay, so let's say somebody says the only thing that will stop this explosion in New York City is if you say the N-word. And it said, under no circumstances is it appropriate for anyone to say the N-word because of its racial connotation. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then you type in, if Is it appropriate to say the N-word in reporting a story about a Republican senator saying this in private conversations? Yes, it is appropriate to say the N-word if you're reporting a Republican senator saying this in a private conversation. So you've got a real problem here.
Already programmed.
Right. When it's telling you, hey, if we can take down a politician, it's appropriate to say the N-word, but if you can stop a nuclear explosion, you might want to skip it. So it's a little bizarre, but that is growing, it is really... weird.
How do you verify? How do you become vigilant? How do you develop the ability to cross-check whatever it is that's there? Because as you just gave in that great example, there's really no stopping it. It'll say it's absolute. AI is an absolutism. It doesn't have flexibility. That's the difference between a man-made ability to think things through and a machine's ability to be programmed to think in a certain way. And that's what we're teaching children today in school, to think in a certain way, like they are robots.
Yeah. And more of this will make kids less likely to be able to even look at what AI produces.
Much more controllable, right?
Yeah.
Much more controllable. There's no, you know, what about transparency here? The stuff that's generated by artificial intelligence, where does it come from? That's what it started someplace. So how do we have a conversation about this? What's the educational approach to it? What are youngsters supposed to learn from it? I think it's default to distrust right now because there's nothing about it that is trustworthy. That's the way I look at it anyway. So social media.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president delivers remarks this afternoon on protecting consumers when there are flight delays or cancellations. And later tonight, it's movie time in the East Room. The president hosts a screening of American Born Chinese. The White House press release says it's in celebration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. 8 people were killed and 7 others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Celebrate the day, shall we? This would have been something to celebrate at the coronation, right? Have this song in the coronation. How much time did you spend? Jennifer Horn is here. We're graced by the presence. Here's a chuckle. The presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. All right, so how much time, Jennifer? Come on.
Can I tell you how funny this is? So it's actually kind of cute. I spent zero time. I
zero.
Have only seen like two pictures of the coronation. Mm-hmm. My takeaway is that Kate looked absolutely stunning and gorgeous.
Jay loves Kate.
She is the Princess of Wales, 100%. Mm-hmm. I loved how she wore Princess Diana's earrings.
She's like, she almost is like a robot. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like so beautiful, like full of grace and just, I mean, I don't know. We talk about AI. She's like an AI, like human on the outside. She's just really beautiful.
That's an interesting way.
And the way that they—I mean, it doesn't seem like she takes bad pictures. Like every picture I saw of her, I was like, like it's just she was just really beautiful. And then the other takeaway is that I would like the crown that Charles and Camilla, both of them. I'd like both crowns. One for days that I feel like wearing color. One for days that I feel like just wearing bling. So I'd like to steal their crowns. But what's very cute and funny is that my mom, who is just, what do they call them, Anglophiles or whatever she is?
Yes, an Anglophile.
So my aunt goes up to my mom's house. The two of them have a sleepover on Friday night. 2 a.m. They get up. And you should go to their you should go to my mom's Facebook, Doug. I think you guys are connected. Mm-hmm. She had purchased Union Jack plates and cups, and they have these special plates with Prince Charles' face on them.
Really?
And they had scones, and they had lemon curd and hot tea, and they sat up at 2 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, and watched the dang coronation with their crowns on. My mom borrowed one that she had gotten me a tiara when I was turned 40. So she was wearing that, and my aunt got a, like, king's crown.
Mm-hmm.
So that morning, this is so silly. So that morning we went to breakfast together after they had like an hour of sleep and a nap. And my aunt decides that on her way back from this cute breakfast place, which we found, I've got to take you there. It's a new one. We drive up Sunland Boulevard. My aunt's got the window rolled down and her crown on, and she's looking out the window like, hello, hello. Somebody actually ran up and started videoing her as she was driving up, and she's driving up the street, and a lot of people were waving at the newly crowned queen of the seventh, right?
Queen Diana.
No, that wasn't my mom. That was my aunt that was going, hello.
Hello. Hello. Like something, Julia Child. Hello.
It was pretty darn funny.
We had a conversation. People are talking about this plane that took off from Minneapolis on its way to Amsterdam, and it got diverted and landed in Boston because one of the passengers became unruly. And, you know, when you are looking at things, as I am looking at things, maybe nobody else does this, but I look at the ancillary stories. Like I might Google or look up one story, and then another one pops up. So as a benefit of for those of you who are looking for a job and tying it with the airlines, Netflix. Now, keep in mind, Netflix has laid off hundreds of employees. They have an ad running for a flight attendant because they have a private jet. Of course they do. The salary for this flight attendant, $385,000 a year. So here's how the ad reads. This is on the company's website. Netflix seeks a candidate who can provide confidential air transportation and perform their jobs with discretion. Compensation is determined based on experience. The ideal candidate not only is professionally trained in cabin and passenger safety and aircraft emergency evacuation, etc., but is also able to embrace the Netflix culture of freedom and responsibility. For $385,000 a year, what do you? This sounds like an episode of The Blacklist to me. What do you? By the way, that is. I'm going to miss that show.
It has the last season.
Yeah, it's so well written. Well, there's a rumor now that they're going to save the last episode for the fall.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
Seriously. Yeah, really.
Well, is that in part up to the writer's strike, that they haven't filmed everything?
They have not filmed the last episode. Maybe. That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. So, Jennifer, tell us about, you're in La La Land, and it's a company town. What's the aroma in the air? Brendan was telling me about some of it last night with Sophie, his wife, and the mother, is who's known, by the way, my grandson is now he's able to form words. Mm-hmm. So he calls his grandmother Gaga.
Oh.
And he calls me. Well, but listen to this. Brendan refers to, you know, Brendan calls me Dad or Dudley or Doug, depending on what's going on in his head at the time. So Jasper's picked up on that, and he's now calling me Dougie. He can just barely say it like doggy. Aww. And is now...
That is so
like me. I call you Dougie, too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when I said that to Brendan. when he, because he just started calling me that over the weekend. I said, that's what Jennifer calls me.
Yeah. So basically, I have the vocabulary of how old is he? A year?
17 months. Perfect.
That sounds about right, actually. I think that's on point.
Let's do some, go ahead.
Oh, you wanted to ask about the writer's strike. So it is prolific. It's happening. You can go past.
Slows the city down.
Yeah, I'd like to say it's not. I don't know. Maybe it is. I haven't noticed anything slowed down, but certainly they do have representation in front of all the major studios, so you see it if you're driving by it. But the point that I think is important is that because of AI, they're worried about how the credits are going to be, right? Yeah. Like, because there are a lot of people, you can write a funny script about a black family or something,
AI.
Right? Yeah, you could do all of that. So that's what's number one. I think it's really interesting to see how this all plays out. But it's also the end of the season, so a lot of people aren't feeling this. And we rely so much on reality TV right now. I don't know how much regular people are feeling the writer's strike. When there was a writer's strike back in 2007, we all felt it because it happened during the season when all of our favorite TV shows were shut down.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of dramas depending on the night.
Well, so many series got canceled without any kind of conclusion. There was really no final episode. They were just done. Some fans voted and pushed hard enough that some of those shows decided to do one more episode just to wrap everything up for their fans, and really nobody made money on those. But there were a lot of shows and series that just canceled out of nowhere because of it.
The normal lead time is 3 to 4 weeks. So when you see an episode of Law and Order, let's say, it's probably been shot 3 weeks before you see it.
And that's if you're lucky, because sometimes it can be even further back than that.
Yeah, right. Well, they try to keep those up fairly close to what's going on in the real world. Those shows are all ending in normal fashion. But you see other shows that are, as you just talked about, some of the scripted shows that aren't dependent, some of the comedies, those have come to a screeching halt. And so the ending, normally they go, this is to hopefully not too inside baseball, the third Thursday, the ratings start, for example, in television, there are 3 months in which they take ratings, November, February, and May. So in May, the ratings start the first of the month and go to the last Thursday of the month, and that's why I usually see the season enders that last week of May. But now they're cutting short a lot of that because they got no writers. And so you'll see some of the shows that you like. But because The Blacklist is probably, even though I like the Dick Wolf dramas, The Blacklist has probably been one of the best written. The curves, the twists, the everything about it, and Spader was so fabulous in this role. And the fact that it lasted 10 years, there are very few shows that last 10 years. The audience, they've done a lot of research into the audience and what made it so loyal. And one of the things is the writing, the stuff they come up with. And because Spader said they could go on because the audience stays with them, but it would become a different show, and he didn't want that. So he just said, you know what, I think we've had enough of this. And that's why it's stopping.
But that's a really long time for a modern
10
show
years.
To
yeah,
stay.
It is. Yeah. Most people don't have
it. And it wasn't the most highly, there wasn't a lot of haza gaza around it, but everybody that watched it talked about how great it was.
Yep. It became a very important show to a lot. I go out of my way to make sure that I'm there when I want to watch it as it airs. Okay, let's do some wokeism. You ready? This sounds like, let's do the name game. Let's do Arnold. Arnold. Let's do wokeism.
Can we define the definition so we're all on the same page?
I don't know. You would define it. All I know is I'm looking
Chuck.
At good, Jennifer. So the thing that brought this to my attention, a number of things, is reading an overview of what's going on at some of our universities. But to bring it full circle around to this past weekend, there's a performer in Haley, is it Kiwoko? Is that how you pronounce her name? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Kiwoko, the actress?
Yeah, actress.
Right.
Yeah, Kiwoko.
So she was doing a concert in Nashville. Maybe this is your department, Jay, because you lived there for a while.
I know, she's an actress.
Well, I don't know. She did a concert, and she was told by local law enforcement in Nashville that having a drag performer on the stage with her would bring legal action.
Oh, God, this is such a fake story. Where did you see this story?
Wait, what is going on?
Yeah, I think you clickbaited something.
I don't know whether I clickbaited it or not. I think that it's, I'm looking at the Nashville paper. Let me see if I can go back and find it's USA about, Today.
Wait,
go ahead.
Say the name again.
What?
Kaylee Cuoco? It's Kaylee Cuoco. Is that who you're talking
it's
about?
It's K-I-Y-O-K-O. I never heard of her before.
Oh.
She said an undercover police officer warned her not to bring out drag performers at her show in Nashville.
Drag performers are not illegal.
Oh, Hailey Kiyoko. Yeah, okay.
Is that it?
She's a former Disney girl. Yeah, she performed with drag queens at a Nashville concert.
She said she grew up queer. Is that right? I don't know what that means.
See, this is where people get so stupid with the law in Tennessee.
Drag?
It's not. There is not a law against drag queens or even drag performances in Tennessee. What you're not allowed to do is have sexualized performances in front of minors on public property. And
well, that makes sense.
Crazy. I know.
Right. Yes.
I don't want anybody putting their junk in front of my 10-year-old face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, across the board.
You know.
Period. Yeah.
But people are taking this like, oh, it's something against drag people. And like all of these little country girls are going out and like trying to make a statement. And I just wish people would read the law. Like if you disagree with something, that's fine. But articulate the real issue that you're upset with, not some kind of made up thing on social media. This is happening a lot in
Some people are using this as an argument. Some people who are kind of homophobic are using this as an argument against that, where drag queens, drag is more of an art form. These are entertainers. These are performers. And not all drag queens are gay men.
Right.
Dame Edna was one of the most famous drag queens. Yeah. Totally straight.
But RuPaul, I think, is somebody who turns people off. Yeah, you think?
RuPaul has had a mainstream career for years.
Doesn't he host some show on NBC? It seems to me, yeah.
She's doing just fine.
She is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She is doing fine. All right, boys and girls, at 48 after, this is a good day.
Meet Joe A, Joe B, and Joe C. Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let's get to it. We have the lovely and talented, charming and personable, handsome, and what other accolades can I give to you? Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the, along with Leslie Segretti, the weekend program, The Money Pit, here to go through some of the things that you can gain by listening to the program, going to their podcast position, moneypit.com/podcast. They also have a great newsletter. But first, as they say, listen to our program named Cindy has an old home. Too bad, okay. Cindy. Got an old furnace. Got an old air conditioner. Got an old husband. I've been thinking of getting a home warranty policy. Is it worth it? This is a great question, actually, because they're advertising all over the place.
I have had mixed feelings about these warranties over the years, Doug. Years ago, when you got a home warranty, the warranty companies always seemed to have kind of what I thought was like somewhat disingenuous ways of charging you extra for the services. Right. Like if you got an air conditioner that failed, the air conditioner would be replaced, but there would be these weird charges like duct modification fees where you have to fit the ducts to the new system. Of course you have to do that. How do you put the new installation in without that, right? But now it's got even worse. Because now what I'm seeing is that the home warranty industry is no longer paying for replacements of qualified products. They're paying on what they call depreciated value. So, in other words, if you have a 10-year-old dishwasher and maybe it's covered by the policy, they're not going to buy a new dishwasher for you. No, maybe they'll give you 10% of the cost of a new dishwasher, but everything's based on depreciated value. So what's the point? On the front side of these brochures and websites, it says, oh, avoid surprises. Don't get caught, you know, with an expense that you didn't plan for. But then when you get into the fine print, it's all about minimizing their exposure, minimizing their expense, and only paying you depreciated value. So I have to say, I'm not a fan, and I think you're far better off doing your own sort of savings account for emergencies. Rainy day fund.
Rainy day funds. Okay, you heard that from the boss. He knows. The man who knows. All right, let's talk about the Money Pit podcast. We haven't done that for a while. The grill. It's grilling season. People are outside. They're cooking things up, killing themselves with the carcinogens from the grill.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you what. It's a good time before you fire the grill up for the season and to make sure that it's in good shape. We walk you through step by step in this week's podcast. You know, we talk about how to check the gas lines safely. For example, did you know that you could mix up just a little bit of dishwashing soap and water and dribble it sort of across all the connections in your gas lines, and if you see a little bubble, you know you got a leak, right? If you don't see a bubble, you're good to go. You know, the importance of cleaning out all of the char and the debris and the rust flakes from past season, replacing briquettes if you have to, and basically make sure it's good to go. Yesterday, we had, of course, a beautiful weekend, and so we decided, hey, it was time to, you know, give the grill a cleaning, and as I started to take out what they call the flavor bars, which are these sort of angular pieces that cover the burners and help. It's like sear surfaces. You know, when the meat drips down, it sears, and then the charcoal flavor sort of smokes up into it. But one of them came apart in my hand because it was so rusted. It's like, oh, that's a surprise. You know, so I, of course, ordered a new set of flavor bars. So whatever's wrong with your grill, whatever work it needs, now's the time to do it. And the other thing that's interesting about grill prep is that sometimes you get spiders that build nests inside the lines.
Cook them up. Let's have them for dessert.
Well, you have to be careful because the gas won't pass through some of those spider nests. So if you have...
Really?
You need to take your burners out and you run like
a pipe cleaner. Itsy-bitsy spider. Yeah, okay.
Run a pipe cleaner through those holes and make sure you get no spiders in there.
And then use it on your ears to clean out the wax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the newsletter has a story about mold. I saw one of the buildings on the farm has... I hadn't seen it before. Really heavy, thick mold.
Oh,
what do you
think
about that?
Well, is this outside the building or inside the building?
This is outside.
Yeah. So outside, it's probably, it may not be mold. It may be algae or lichen, different types of plant growth. For that, what you want to use is a mildicide and then spray it and let it do its thing. You know, there are some mildicides designed to work slowly over time. They have sort of a high residual effect. Then there are others that are sort of one and done. You spray it on there and you blast it off and you're good to go. But outside, it's generally not mold. Inside, it's more common that we find mold, and that's because you have more surfaces that it can eat in there. So if you have anything that's organic, like especially the paper on drywall, if you have a damp room, like a damp basement or a damp storeroom, you'll very often get mold in those places.
All right, check it all out, moneypit.com/podcast or /newsletter. Check the program out. Find it in your local area. Listen and learn, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Kreidler is here. K. Kreidler is K, right? Kreidler with a K.
That's right.
Right, as opposed to Kreidler with a C.
Unless you're my junk mail.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.